Andrew Richardson speaking, and welcome to this Growing Up audio, being the third of my Clearing Patterns series. My aim in this series is to replicate as best I can what I do in my therapy room with regards to clearing unhelpful emotional patterns that in one form or other will exist in a large majority of my depressed clients. I have discovered that the principles behind this growing up idea, which I owe to Rita Lehman, a fellow Human Givens therapist, can facilitate vital breakthroughs to healthier emotional responses to the life situations we all face, and that in turn will help to create better lives. We are dealing here with patterns of emotional response that we find in adulthood that have their origins when we were children. So do listen to this audio quietly in the safety and comfort of your home or where you can be relaxed and undisturbed, and please never when driving. And discover whether this might apply to you, and if so, what you can do to free yourself to growing up and becoming more fully adult. The theory goes like this. As a child, we can feel sad, scared, angry, or bewildered. Our needs were not met. Usually these unmet needs were one or more of the following: attention, security, love, friendship, feeling valued. And as an adult, we attempt to make it better for that child. But of course, the simple truth is that our child cannot get its needs met today, no matter how hard we try. And this is another way to see it, that the child wants to be free of responsibility for looking after you now that you are adult. And the adult strives endlessly for the unattainable, and in the process feels out of control, because control is in the hands of a child. And this leads to immature behaviour with self-destructive thoughts and behaviours. And there is, of course, a big difference between childish and childlike behaviour. Childlike behaviour is desirable at times, but childish behaviour is not. And in a sentence, emotional immaturity can be attributed to a frightened child hijacking the adult's behaviour in order to attempt to complete a deficient pattern from childhood. And what I find is that we can recognise this behaviour. It is as if you are there, that same 9-year-old child again. And in my experience, this pattern develops in the 6 to 13 age range. For it is in this age that we are getting some independence, going to school, friends, visiting on our own, in our own room, and so on. But of course, not very much. Mostly we must find a way of coping and adjusting to what we find, to develop a strategy of coping which gets our needs met, somehow or other, or as best we can. And what kind of situations and responses am I thinking about? Well, here are a few from my caseload to give you some kind of idea, but there are many more I could have chosen, as this is such a common pattern that many of us hold on to long after their sell-by date. So there was the young girl who had to escape from the chronic arguing and discord of her parents into a fantasy and imagination in the privacy of her bedroom. The boy who had to cope with regularly moving house and school by being on his own and being defensive with friends. The girl who escaped from her always depressed single mum by spending all her time running away to her best friend and their mum and dad. The early teenage girl who became the essential support for her widowed mother, with no money, and fear and insecurity that she could only override by working hard and being single-tracked. Or the young boy who coped with being small and socially awkward at school by working ferociously hard and coming out top at everything. What do you think? Might something like this apply to you? Then let's find out. How was your childhood? Were there difficulties at home? Were you well loved and felt safe and secure? Or not? Or at least not all the time? Were there good and predictable boundaries set for how you should be behaving? Or not? Do you have any strong memories, both good and bad? And this is the most important question. As you look back, what was your strategy for coping with any difficulties? How did you react and deal with them? And can you see that these ways in which you did deal with the situation that you found then, they're still there at times, even as an adult? Can you feel how it felt as a child? Can you feel it now? Does that feeling come up from time to time, or a lot of the time, in your life now? And if this is the case, then recognize the link and simply acknowledge it. Just to hear what I am saying and to understand could be enough, as you as a young child might still be very familiar to you as you think about it. All right, now try this exercise. Just sit down and be still. Allow yourself to relax down. Just these words from me might be enough, as my voice and tone and rhythm are very familiar. Deepening down. Going down to that private place easily when you are ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's right. Just calming down, and your body is also. And now go to a recent memory that you don't like how you were and felt. Feel it now. Are you noticing where you are feeling it in your body? Perhaps in your chest, or your tummy, or your throat, or in your head? Build that feeling up. Feel it filling you up as you replay that memory. From your tummy or your chest, going out to your shoulders and your limbs, even to the tips of your fingers and toes. And hold that and go back on a timeline thread back to when you were that young child. Is there a clear memory of that time? Is it your younger self maybe 7 years, or 9 or 12, something like that. Now see that younger child. And now you can say something to him or her. You can let go of her or him. Let her go. She or he is no longer responsible for you. Is she? You, the adult, can take over now. You can. You are old enough. You are mature enough. And you know enough of the world and how adults like yourself need to be. Just look at that young child and you can thank her. You appreciate all of his or her help, all that he or she has done over the years. That child had your best interests at heart, but now your child is desperate to rest, to let go, to find that peace that he or she has long yearned for. And now you, the adult, is taking over. Correct? And now you will recognize that young child if and when he or she appears, and you will decide to let the child go and be adult. That's right, isn't it? All right, coming back now. Along that timeline thread, back to the present time, coming back, feeling relieved. And now I will be counting back, ready for you to come back to this present moment and to the room. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, coming back now, 3, 2, 1. Good. So work with this and recognize the differences in your daily life over the next week or so. Calmer and in control and making better decisions. You are growing up. Thank you.